A big discovery in the Atlantic. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Pentagon just confirming that key parts of the Chinese spy balloon shot down last weekend have been found off the South Carolina coast, what's known as the payload, the equipment it was carrying.
That payload was originally about the size of a bus. U.S. officials say most of it is intact. Bad weather is impacting the search for debris as winds of more than 30 miles per hour are expected in the debris field, along with rainfall that could cause hazardous seas and capsize or damage vessels. Administration officials say the spy balloon was equipped to detect and collect intelligence signals as part of a wide-ranging Chinese military program targeting dozens of countries.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Many Republicans argue that balloon should have been brought down sooner.
This administration sat back and let the Chinese Communist Party surveil our military bases for the entire continental United States, and then once they had gotten on all that information, then shot it down.
Congressman Greg Stube also disagreeing with what President Biden told Telemundo, that the balloon wasn't a major breach. Defense officials have said steps were taken to protect sensitive information while the balloon was in the air and to gather information on the spy craft. The president meeting with more than 30 governors.
One of the things we have a chance to do this year is disprove that we're just a broken system, that we're divided. We're just based on extremes on both parties, and we can't get anything done.
He says none of it works without governors, also saying it's possible to be fiscally responsible without threatening the country amid an ongoing debate with Republicans over spending and the debt limit. The FBI is searching former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana, where classified documents were found last month. Today's search described as consensual with a member of Pence's legal team present. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A suspect found in Florida in the death of a slain teacher in New Jersey.
The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office says police arrested Cesar Santana in the death of Luz Hernandez, a mother of three young children and a kindergarten teacher at a charter school in Jersey City. Local media says he is the father of her children. He was arrested in Miami by a U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. Hernandez was reported missing when she failed to show up for work Monday. Jersey City police conducted a welfare check at her home, but her body was found in a shallow grave a few miles away in an industrial area of Kearney. Police said prior to finding her body, they'd impounded a vehicle carrying Santana and another man, Leonard Mirandez Lopez. The prosecutor's office says Lopez has not yet been found.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, both men accused so far of desecrating human remains. State police in Georgia are denying that an officer was shot by another officer during confrontations over a proposed training facility.
Body-worn cameras from Atlanta's police department recorded sounds of the nearby shootout last month between Georgia state troopers and a man refusing to leave a wooded area set to become a new police training center. Police killed that man named Manuel Terran. Speculators say the officer who survived was hit by friendly fire, though investigators say the bullet that struck that trooper matched a gun purchased by Terran and found at the scene. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Texas Attorney General agrees to publicly apologize and pay more than $3 million to former staffers who accused him of corruption in 2020. Republican Ken Paxton does not admit any wrongdoing in a preliminary lawsuit settlement filed today. It would use taxpayer money and need approval from state lawmakers. The proposal also would not end a federal corruption investigation. 8 Paxton advisors were fired or forced out after accusing him of misusing his office to help a campaign contributor. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up about 100. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.